Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Trappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Google Stadia will launch in November in 14 countries as a Founders Edition. You'll pay a one-time fee of $129.99 and get a Stadia controller in limited edition Midnight Blue, a Chromecast Ultra, 3 months of the service at no extra cost, and a 3-month Buddy Pass. You'll also get first crack at your Stadia name. After the 3 months, the service will cost $9.99 a month. Streams for Founders will be in 4K, 60 frames per second, with HDR and 5.1 surround sound. The service launches with at least 31 titles that must be purchased separately, and prices are going to be set by publishers. However, Stadia subscribers will get discounts on games and occasional free games, starting with Destiny 2 for free. Devices supported at launch are the Chromecast Ultra, the Chrome browser, and the Pixel 3 and 3a. Sometime in 2020, subscribers will be allowed to sign up for Stadia Pro without purchasing the Founders Edition. A free tier called Stadia Base will launch next year with 1080p and 60 frames per second gaming in stereo. Google recommends 10 megabit per second down for 720 60 frames per second gaming and 35 megabit per second down for the full experience, all of which will work on either Wi-Fi or Ethernet, but notably not cellular. The U.S. State Department has updated its applications forms for U.S. visa applicants, requiring nearly all to submit social media usernames, previous email addresses, and phone numbers. The information was previously required only for applicants deemed to need extra scrutiny, about 65,000 people per year. There are approximately 15 million visa applicants to the U.S. per year. The South China Morning Post reports that Foxconn has stopped several Huawei smartphone production lines due to reduced orders for new phones, according to sources. At a media briefing on May 31st, Huawei's Honor brand president, Xiao Ming, stated the company is reassessing its goal to become the top-selling smartphone vendor by 2020 due to the recent U.S. trade ban. At its Worldwide Developers Conference Monday, Apple announced iOS 13 with a new dark mode, swipe typing support on the keyboard, improvements to Apple Maps, and faster Face ID recognition. iOS 13 location sharing can be restricted to just once within an app. The public beta releases next month, with a full release in the autumn. Meanwhile, iPadOS will be its own operating system, with a tighter grid of icons and pinnable widgets on the home screen. Split view is now possible within a single app, so you can have two notes apps side by side, external drives are now supported, and the Files app now has a column view for column view enthusiasts. Apple also announced Sign In with Apple, a new authentication tool similar to sign-in tools from Facebook or Google, but that uses Face ID, and Apple says it's focused on privacy and won't track you. If an app requests an email, Apple will offer the option to create a random email address and then forward the emails to the user's actual email address. Sign In with Apple will be mandatory for iOS apps that use third-party logins. On the hardware side, Apple unveiled the new Mac Pro with sides that slide off for access to the modules inside. It has Intel Xeon processors, up to 28 cores, and up to 1.5 terabytes of system memory. The new Mac Pro has 8 internal PCI Express slots and can handle 3 streams of 8K or 12 streams of 4K, and has a 1.4 kilowatt power supply. the standard 8-core Xeon, 32 gigabytes of memory, Radeon 580X, 256 gigabyte SSD will sell for $5,999 this fall. Apple also announced the new Pro Display XDR with a 32-inch LCD 6K Retina display. The XDR refers to extreme dynamic range, and Thunderbolt 3 can support up to two display setup, so the Mac Pro could theoretically have up to six displays at once, money notwithstanding. The Pro Display can tilt and adjust height and do portrait mode, but doesn't come cheap, $4,999 or $5,999 for the matte version. A companion stand will sell for $999. Apple Watch is getting its own app store and the ability to run independent apps as well that don't require a companion smartphone app. tvOS is getting support for multiple user accounts. Bloomberg reports that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is suing messaging app Kik over its $100 million it raised through an initial coin offering for a token called KIN. The SEC says Kik should have registered the KIN token as a security. Kin recently launched a crowdfunding site called defendcrypto.org to defend against SEC crackdowns on ICOs. The Information reports that Facebook plans to create an independent foundation to govern its forthcoming cryptocurrency. According to sources, Facebook plans to license the right to run nodes on the network for $10 million apiece. Node operators would then be allowed to send a representative to that independent foundation. And Facebook hopes to launch the network with at least 100 nodes. Facebook plans to use the license fees to back the cryptocurrency with a bundle of international currencies and low-risk securities. Ubercopter will begin service in New York City on July 9th, taking passengers on an 8-minute helicopter ride between Lower Manhattan and Kennedy International Airport, with private ground transportation to and from the ride included. The service is available to Platinum and Diamond Uber Rewards members only and will run Monday through Friday during afternoon rush hour. Each helicopter can seat 5 passengers and booked either on demand or up to 5 days in advance. Uber estimates an average ride will cost between $200 and $225 per person. Two pilots will be on each flight, and passengers will be required to view a 90-second safety video. Maine Governor Janet Mills signed the Act to Protect Privacy of Online Consumer Information into law. Under the law, ISPs cannot refuse service, charge fees, or offer discounts to customers in order to pressure them to allow the ISP to sell their data. The law also requires explicit consent from customers to sell the personal data by those ISPs. The law takes effect as of July 1st. And finally, the FCC voted unanimously Thursday to let carriers block robocalls by default. The FCC also voted to move forward on a proposed rule requiring carriers to adopt the Shaken/Stirred caller ID authentication system if they don't voluntarily adopt it themselves by the end of the year. The rule doesn't require carriers to turn on robocall blocking by default, and also doesn't require these services to be free to consumers. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, you can subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.